dedicato a Confessio, uno studioso futuro. He speaks from his own perspective. He speaks regardless of what you are saying. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. For truly, you are victorious. We are even bold as lions because of you. We receive your words. We receive these testimonies that we manifest as realities in our lives. We say, oh Lord, that let you be true, your word be true, and every man be alive.
Amen. Amen.
Precious Lord, as we just go into your word, I acknowledge my nothingness. I acknowledge my weakness. I ask for help. I ask, Lord, that you will anoint my lips, O Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
That it will be meat for everyone.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Precious Lord, we just give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It feels like a long time since now.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, actually, when Eli was speaking, when he was praying, he quoted a scripture in passing, and I believe it's very much related to what the Lord is speaking to us as a body. He quoted 2 Kings 3, verse, I think 17. 2 Kings 3, verse 17, just to give perspective to our little discussion today. If you can help me with that, that would be great. He says, thus saith the Lord God, ye shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. I thought someone would say amen. Now that is a sure word of prophecy. But I just want to pick something from there. It says that you will not see rain, yet the valley will be filled with water.
Amen.
Now, the speakings of God have a pattern. He speaks from a perspective that does not make sense to man. He speaks contrary to the situation. And he beckons on us to believe him. How do you take, for example, when the Lord said to the Israelites, I will make waters in the wilderness. He speaks contrary to his situation. That's his nature. And my small meditation today, I don't really know if it's an exhortation. I don't know if it's a teaching. God will give grace. But I really want it to be short. I have some things in my heart. And while we're sitting down, the Lord was just speaking some other things. But I'd like us to turn to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, and we'll take our title from there and trust for help. Isaiah 53. If you're with me, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read the verse 1 together. 1, 2, go. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? My meditation today is a question. And it is, who has believed our report? The statement speaks a lot about how God perceives things. He calls it our report. That means there are options of reports. There is the report of medicine. There is the report of man. There's even a report from our family members. People call you from home and say, this thing has been happening, or this is how it has been in this family. But there is a report of God, and the question is, who has? Not how many people, but it is singular, because the just shall live by his faith. Who has believed our report? Now, according to Isaiah 53, the report is not complicated in any way, because the full chapter gives a detailed description of what this report actually is. The report is actually about a man. How that all God will have to do, all God has to do with man, or to do with humanity, is completed in the sufferings, in the death, in the resurrection and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. A detailed explanation of everything that God intends to do in him and how it affects man. But he asks a question, that who has believed our report? And he follows it up by saying, and to whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? That means there is a connection between believing the report of the Lord and seeing the hand of the Lord. I want us to say that there is a connection.
There is a connection.
Let's shout it one more time.
There is a connection.
Between believing the report of the Lord
and seeing the hand of the Lord.
Who has believed our report? You hear Jesus in scripture speaking to people and you say, be it unto you according to your faith. There is something God wants us to believe at this time. Mommy Lola said something last week that I held very strongly to. She said that there are people who have died or who are in the graveyard who ought not to be there. And it struck me so hard. What God wants from us in this time is for us to come to a place of faith in him. Yeah. If there's anything you should invest in this time, is your faith life.
That's it.
God wants to be believed in this time. Because darkness is creeping in all of humanity. It is, the Bible calls it gross darkness.
Yes.
There is so much out there And you can either yield to the report of man, or you can yield to the report of who?
The Lord.
God wants to be believed, my brethren. He wants to be believed. He wants you to be persuaded by everything he says. To see Christ exalted. To see from his own perspective. The report is a news. It is the news from God's own reality. It is the reality from his own. He is standing from a place of victory and speaking. But he expects us not to speak regardless or to speak from our own circumstances, but to speak according to what he says. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are to hold on unto God in faith in this time. If there's anything you should invest in, if there's anything you should invest through the reason of feeding and exercise, is your what, sir?
Your faith.
Because that's what gives us access into the inexhaustible resources of the kingdom. Everything is finished in Christ. That's the report. Everything, it's complete. So he asks the question that who has believed it? And as a result of believing it, the resources in this man are made available. The power of God is manifested regardless of the situation. Just so we have reference for what the arm of the Lord is, I already said that. The translation actually says the power of God. The
doctrine.
Sorry?
Say the doctrine.
Sorry. Yeah.
The report is the doctrine, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. The arm of the Lord, rather. Yeah. So the arm of the Lord is basically saying, speaking of his power. You see that in Deuteronomy 26, verse 8, right? And other parts of the scriptures. It speaks of the inexhaustible ability of God. The scripture tells us of how Jesus or how God brought the Egyptians or brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt by a strong hand. It tells us that there is no situation that the hand of God cannot show up in. Who has believed our report? That's my question today. Who has believed our report? I thought someone would say, I have believed.
I have believed, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I choose to believe.
I choose to believe.
I choose faith.
I choose faith.
Above fear.
Above fear.
I choose faith.
I choose faith.
Above fear.
Above fear.
I choose to speak.
I choose to speak.
From the reality which is of God.
From the reality which is of God.
My situation.
My situation.
Notwithstanding.
Notwithstanding.
The Lord wants to be believed. You see, the Lord is up to something in this time.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Starting from this house. There are things that are going to be released. There are things that there is a dimension of restoration that is coming to this house, but we must see.
Amen.
We must see. We must see. The Lord wants to be believed in this congregation.
Amen.
He wants to be believed.
Yes.
And there will always be two options. There will always be two options. Which takes me to the next thought. I would like us to turn to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 27. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who what?
Is
invisible. We need to pick some things from this scripture. First of all, we see two options. Moses was born in the land of Egypt. That was the number one power at that point in time. And for you to decide to leave Egypt at that time, or to take any stand that is contrary to that of Pharaoh, it's like you signing a death warrant. But the Bible makes us understand that Moses saw something. Regardless of fear, which is an option, because there will always be two options in these times. There will be reports, legitimate reports rather. And the scripture says, I think it's in Psalms 93, that the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. I like to pick out two things there. The noise and the waves. Both the things you can see, the waves, and the noises. The things you can what? The things you can hear. There will be a lot in these times. Rumors.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Rumors. Hearts. Breaking and heart-tearing diseases and heartbreaking news to ignite fear. I like to tell people that faith and fear are both a product of some kind of knowledge. It's true. You are either dealing with revelation knowledge or you're dealing with the knowledge of man. So the Lord asked a question, who has believed the report I have to give? And I want us to see something from this scripture, which is that Moses forsook Egypt. He overcame the fear that came as a result of leaving because of something he saw. How do you see someone who is invisible? How do you visualize? How do you have visuals of someone who is invisible? Because the Bible says he saw him who is invisible. He saw something else that gave him a conviction. And really, that is what we need in these times. There is difference between I believe, and conviction.
That's so true. That's so true.
Those are two different things. You know, there are many people who, there's different between mental assent. Sometimes what we call faith is a confession that is bedded out of you forcing yourself to believe something. But actually, faith comes by revelation knowledge. Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the what?
The evidence of things not seen.
The evidence of things not seen. How do you have evidence of something that is not seen? You are convinced of it. That means it comes by revelation. When God speaks by faith, he does not speak to your head. He speaks to your heart. He says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That is where conviction dwells. And if there's anything you need to deepen in this time, the operative word for faith is conviction. There are many people who don't understand that thing called faith. As simple, we always give I call it the textbook definition. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You do it like what they call it, Bible recitation. You understand? Memory verse. But actually, it's a conviction, and that's what the Lord wants to birth, a conviction of a reality in your heart. A conviction. The scripture says, physical eyes have not seen, neither has it entered into our physical ears heard, neither has it entered into the natural man's heart, the things the Lord has prepared for those who love him. But he has revealed them to us by what? By his spirit. So there are certain things that are only a possibility for those who have the spirit of God. And that is what faith is. The Lord takes a verse of scripture, and while you are reading it, and maybe you are reading Psalms 1, for example, and as you are reading that, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, blah, 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 you get to the part that says, his leaves shall not wither.
Hallelujah.
It's as if someone breathes on it, and you know the Lord is speaking to you. That's how faith comes.
Hallelujah.
It also comes as we listen, as we expose ourselves to the right messages. So the Lord will say, take heed how you what? How you hear. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. The Lord wants to be believed.
Hallelujah, glory.
In this house, the Lord wants to be believed.
Amen.
In this house, the Lord wants to be believed.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I want us to take something down. I want to be deliberate as well. Faith is based on what God said, not what you want to do. Faith is based on what God said, or what we call the proceeding word, not what you want to do. It is also based on the constant will of God on a matter. For example, you don't need faith to know if you are to go and preach the gospel. The Bible says, go into all of the world and do what? And preach. So you don't need to seek faith for that. Are we in agreement concerning that? For another example would be the aspect of health. He says, I wish above all things that you be in good health and what? And prosper. Even as your soul will prosper. So the Lord is interested in your health. You don't need to ask for faith for that. But when I say faith is dependent on what God has said, there are certain areas and certain situations that will require you to get a word from God. And that becomes the basis for your actions. That becomes the basis for your convictions. That also becomes the basis for your confession. And it becomes a reality from within. There is a shaking coming. There is a shaking coming upon the earth. We are talking about 2020 and how 2020 has been bad. Someone said COVID died. What's the name? Chad. Bless their souls. What else? You can list the amount of things that have happened. But these are just foot soldiers. The scripture says that if you have run with footmen,
and you are weary.
And you are weary. What will happen when you see horsemen?
Or even the rising of the Jordan.
Or even the Red Sea or Jordan.
The rising of the Jordan.
The rising of the Jordan. That's true. There is a shaking coming. As much as we are exalting ourselves, we should watch out as the Lord gives instructions. We're just trusting the Lord to flow with Him.
Amen.
There is a shaking coming. And it behooves us to strengthen our faith. Because one thing that will be needed in this time is to live from inside out.
Yes.
Not from outside in.
That's it.
Because the evidences that will present themselves to you, you will need to turn your eyes the other way. You will need to live by conviction. So faith is based on what God says. Let's take a quick specimen or case study in the case of Abraham. Romans 4. Romans 4 from verse 17. Faith is based on what God has said. I'll read from verse 17. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, because of whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not, as though they were. Verse 18, let's read it together. Who, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Who, against hope, there was a report in front of him that says you are too old to give birth. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to what?
That which was spoken.
According to that which was spoken. One thing that will be very treasured in this time is our ability to hear from God.
Yes.
And someone is looking at me like, this thing is an area I've been studying for a while now. You are designed to hear from God. That's the reality. You are designed, you are made to hear from God. All you have to do is to tune in. Sometimes it's not how God speaks that's the problem, or how to hear from God, rather, that's the problem, but to know how He speaks. Sometimes we are looking for esoteric ways to hear from God. Someone wants to hear concerning a matter, and he goes on a wait. It's good to go on a fast. That's very important. And he goes and he's waiting for the Lord to show up in his room because he did dry fast. And say, Son of man!
Son?
But God is speaking. You are designed to hear from God. He says, my sheep, what?
Hears
my voice. So in this time, you will hear God and hear Him clear.
Amen.
You will hear Him, and our ears will be open to hear Him when He speaks.
Amen.
My sheep hears my voice. The question today is, who has believed our report?
I believe the report of the Lord.
Do you believe?
I believe.
Do you believe?
I believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to see something here on how the report of God relates to the manifestation of his hand. The Lord came to Abraham, I think at age 75, and he said, I have made thee a father of many nations. Not I will make thee. Now, you must understand that the person being spoken to here was an impotent man. And that is why I love the song our sister wrote today. Can you give us that lyrics again? It says that we are as bold as... Can you just sing it loud? Let's just chorus that song one more time.
We the righteous as bold as a lion. We the righteous as bold as a lion. We are strong and able to let you go to the end of the world.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I like the way it speaks of us from God's perspective. Those are the kind of songs you should resound to yourself.
Yeah.
Until it becomes your persuasion. It becomes your consciousness. Because God speaks from his own perspective and he expects us to believe. As you begin to sing a song like that, because like Abraham had access to a report that was contrary. It did not align with the reality that was manifested before him. And there are many of us in that situation today. We have promises of the Lord. We have things that God has said to us. Is it concerning Canada? Is it concerning your family? Concerning your health? I want us to see something in verse 18, that is very instructive. I want us to read the first part very closely. Verse 18, want to go. Who against hope believed in hope that he might what? Pause. He believed. Who against hope believed that what? He might what? Become. He believed that he might become. From God's own perspective, the reality was that Abraham was a father of many nations. His own report, his perspective on that was that Abraham was bearing children of nations. But the scripture says that Abraham did not just stop at receiving. He believed that he might what?
Become.
There is a connection between believing the report of the Lord and the manifestation of the hand of God. The situation is not the problem. It's not the problem. Everything will give way for the word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but what? My word shall remain.
Hallelujah.
Everything. God wants to be believed. He believed that he might what? Become. Let's read verse 19 together. He says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now, because of the word that came to him, the scripture makes us understand something. That he did not consider the evidence in front of him. And we find ourselves in similar situations today. There are prophecies that have gone on in times past. Whether individual prophecies, in fact, the words that have been coming, says keepers of the apostolic heritage. We see, in this house, we should learn to separate between just teaching and prophetic speaking. We should learn when God is instructing or edifying. They can go together, but we should be able to separate both of them and learn when to hold on to God, especially when a word comes. Because that's the basis for becoming whatever he says.
Amen.
Or dry bones shall rise again.
Amen.
He has spoken on such matters. Is it not enough to hold on to him and say, Lord, you said?
Hallelujah.
I had one. There was an experience some years back that made me to appreciate three things. First of all, the importance of words in the spirit. Secondly, the superior nature of the spirit realm. And thirdly, the aspect of the fact that if you hold on to God's word, it cannot fail. I think this was in 2013, and we had been done school, myself and Wiley. We had been done school for, I think, about 3 years. We finished high school in 2009. My youth is renewed as the Don't be distracted. So we finished high school in 2009, and we did a program called Basic Program in Uniport for a short while. Those who stayed in Port Harcourt will know that. And pre-media, yes, or pre-degree. So basically, it's a program you do to similar to the U1 kind of thing you have here. So you're in university, but you're not necessarily in university. So we did that. We didn't get through. We were trying to get into some courses. We didn't. And while doing that, the second time, the option to travel out of the country came. So in 2010-11, we tried Ukraine. He's jumping ahead of me. We tried Kazakhstan. We tried Belarus. I'm trying to remember one other place. I know that place, they just have potato. I kid you not. This is where I'm going somewhere. Oh my God. So, long story short, there was a lot of disappointments for that time frame. And in fact, we saw our mates go to school. And when we're even thinking of getting into school, some of our mates were going for NYSC. It was, as funny as it sounds, it was very depressing.
Yes.
It was a very hopeless and shameful thing. In fact, it was during that period that I decided to get serious with God. Because the gospel I heard was that if you come to Jesus, your life will be better. So I just said, Lord. It's that mission that made me to get serious with God. But I'm going somewhere. around 2013, we had tried all the things. We were in a very hopeless condition. We had, in fact, we got to a particular country, and on getting to the immigration, they said they did not give us visa, so we had to fly back. Jesus. And they treated us as criminals. They had airport patrol or plane patrol, whatever they call them, watching over us when we fly back. I'm going somewhere. I'm just finding a way to enter. So, I make reference to 2013 because we were in an hotel. We were stuck between Abuja, Lagos, and Port Harcourt. In fact, some people thought we had left the country. And in that time, in all the depression and whatever, I had a dream. Like I said, it gave me appreciation for three things: the importance of words in the spirit, the superiority of the spirit realm, and the aspect of God speaking. And when he speaks, it fulfills itself. I saw a guy come to me in the dream, a young guy. Now, this was when we were applying on and trying to get the Canadian visa. We applied. This was around probably April. And I was sleeping and I saw the guy and he said, "Hope you know this visa you are trying to get. You will not get it though." He pointed like that. And I pointed back in the dream. God gave utterance. And I said, "Are you God?"
Hallelujah.
We know by the fact that I'm here that something changed, right?
Yes.
Now, what I understood from there, first of all, like I said, the power of words in the spirit. Please, don't quote end time lingo and be unintelligent about spiritual things. Some of us, some people use words wrongly. But that's not our focus. The Lord spoke through my mouth in that dream. "Are you God?" And we were dealing with a lot of fear at that point. And I understood that the statement, the understanding was that if God be for me, who can do what? Who can be against? That word became a stronghold. That word became a shield for the next about 6 months. Because the visa finally came, but we did not leave immediately. You had to deal with the fear of, in fact, even when we were flying, I was still having thoughts about getting to the immigration in Canada. And but that word, he spoke, it was a stronghold. It my small faith. I was saying, if God. The question is, which report do you have? There are many who are in contradicting situations. There are many who the evidences we have in front of us contradict our message. But which report do you have? And which report do you believe? Because there is no such thing as a hopeless condition. If God speaks concerning a matter, it is a law. It must come to pass. But God wants to be believed. He wants to be believed. Let's read verse 20. Just follow me. Verse 20, I will just read it alone. He said, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." Amen. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Our brother spoke about thanksgiving, the importance of it, and it very much connects to our ability to see from God's perspective. If there's anything God is turning our hearts to at this time, is what he has said. Some of us, our journals are full. We have lined up things in our notebooks. Your diary is full of promises. Yet a promise there deals with the actual depression and cast down whatever you are going through, but you cannot refer to it. The Lord wants to be believed. Regardless of the evidence you have in front of you, he wants to be what?
Believe.
He wants to be believed. And there is no one who believes him that is put to shame.
No,
right. No one.
That's right.
No one. I lay in Zion, a tried and tested stone. Whosoever believeth in him shall not be put to shame. We will not be put into shame in this house in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
All that the Lord has spoken about. He says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. He should repent. As he said it, shall he not do it?
Hallelujah.
Brethren, see him who is invisible. See him. See him.
Amen.
There is something on the horizon. See him. See him. See his report.
Hallelujah.
Again, my question is, who has? Who has believed the report?
Hallelujah.
Now, two things. Verse 21. Let's read it together. One, two, go. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was what?
Able.
Two important things. The promise, and if you look closely, what? The performance. But I like the word is able. What he promised, the report he gives, his hand can back it up. The ability of God. What he promised. Eli quoted the scripture earlier. He says two immutable things, for it is impossible for God to lie. The oath and the promise. What he promised. The Lord gave a promise. The Lord is promising this. He has promised and he continues to promise. But the Lord says, whose report would you believe?
Hallelujah.
Do I look at my bank account?
No.
Do I look at my bank account?
No.
If God promised me healing and restoration, do I look to my body?
No.
Remember, the Bible says that Abraham considered what?
Not.
The problem is that we consider the problem too much. We consider those evidences. God has spoken to you about your brother that will save you. But the guy is jumping around and you start to panic. You get high BP. You get all manner of things. Migraine. Instead of you to hold to what he has said. God is able to do much more than you can think of. You can ask or imagine.
That's so true.
The Lord is up to something new in this house.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I'm not saying it just as a religious statement. You understand? There is something on the horizon. It's coming. So we have to praise him ahead of time.
Amen.
We have to praise him. That is why Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Glory.
Psalms 126. Psalms 126.
Thank you, Father.
Psalms 126.
The Lord is good to Israel.
Psalms 126. Let's read it together. One, two, go. When the Lord turned again the captives of Zion, we were like them that dream. Verse 2. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. And
they are born
the Lord has done great things.
Whereof we are glad.
The Lord has done great things.
I don't. We will read verse 2 and 3 again. Let's read it together. One, two, go.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing.
Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad.
There is something, please, we should be very conscious. We are just flowing with the Lord. These are prophetic words. This is the Lord speaking. That when the Lord turns the captives, he returns the captives of Zion. There are those who dream. It will be like a joke. But one thing that is synonymous with those who have escaped captivity, depression and depravity of any kind, is the nature and the character of thanksgiving. And the Lord will put songs of thanksgiving in your mouth.
Amen.
These peace songs continue to fill me. I want to sing it, but
sing it, sing it.
We the righteous as bold as the lion, lion. We the strong and we will exploit the world.
Hallelujah.
See, the Lord is speaking to us. The Lord is speaking. And it's regardless of our situation. The Lord is speaking. The Lord wants us to fix our gaze on him.
Amen.
There is restoration.
In the mighty
there is
name
heavy,
of Jesus.
Heavy restoration.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
He says in a particular place in Joel that my people shall not be ashamed.
Yes.
I think that's in Joel 2.
Yes.
That my people, one of the things that comes with restoration is what? My people shall never be ashamed. Amen. The Lord is taking away anything that has done and spoken away or spoken of shame. Amen. People have laughed at you. Say this one is in this, is following God, is serious, is a fanatic. That fellow, the teaser are only them. But the Lord is saying, my people will not be ashamed.
Amen.
It's not possible. My people will not be what?
Ashamed.
The promise and the ability of God. In one day, it can change.
Yes.
One day. He says, shall a nation be brought forth.
In one day,
it can change the situation. What has God promised you?
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm just turning our hearts to today. What has God promised you? Because his question is, whose report would you believe? He has promised us this city.
That's it.
Right.
He has promised us this city.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Is there any dimension of shame? Is it? Nobody has suffered more than Job. Does anyone know the story of Job?
Thank you, Lord.
Job lost everything. In one day, he lost everything there was. Everything he could think of. Was it the family? His wealth? He lost everything. Everything. He became sick while in it. I don't think anybody has experienced that kind of shame. Nobody here. But it was not just healed. It was not just healed. It was also restored. The Bible says the Lord restored unto him twice. Twice as much as he had what? Before. Does anyone know that scripture? The last chapter, right?
Yeah.
Job 42 from verse 10. Let's read it together. One, two, go. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. You see that he also turned the captivity of Job. He changed his state. He gave him twice. Now, this is not prosperity message. The advancement of the believer is the advancement of the kingdom. I'm speaking in this dimension because that's how the Lord has led me. But I bring news to you. I bring report. There is a restoration. There is a restoration ahead of us. And it has started. It has started. It has started. It has started because my people shall not be ashamed.
Hallelujah.
I think verse 11 and verse 12, if you could take it up, I believe there's something there. Say, then came there unto him all his brethren, all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him above all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. Verse 12. Let's read this together. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. The Lord blessed his end more than his beginning. This is not just restoration, but based on the promises that have come, based on what the Lord has spoken in every dimension, the Lord is taking away shame. Shame. There has been laughter. There has been scorning. Six months, my brethren. The next six months. Begin to see the Lord move in dimensions you have not known before. The next 6 months, restoration on every area. Those who have been seeking anything, be it job, health, relationships, receive it. Restoration. Jesus. I don't know the words of this song. It says it is a year of jubilee.
It is a year of jubilee. The prison doors are open and the captives are going free. A glorious resurrection, a mighty victory. The sons of God appearing in the year of Jubilee. This is the year of Jubilee.
It is the year of
Jubilee.
Oh yes.
The prison doors are open.
We see the Lord moving amongst us in songs. It's a sign. Songs accompanying redemption. They accompany emancipation. He says, for your shame, you will have double. For your shame, you will have double. There are two things that characterize the year of Jubilee. I think in Isaiah 61, that's where it's spoken of. Very briefly, Isaiah 61. I'm just flowing as the Lord gives grace. We'll take some things down just so we are instructed also. But this is how the Lord has led. Isaiah 61. I think this is the same scripture that says, for your shame you shall have what?
Double.
You shall have double. That should be verse 7. Verse 7, I believe. It says, for your shame you shall have double. For your shame. Where there has been shame, scorning of any kind. There are two things that you can say characterize the year of Jubilee. If you want to summarize it just in two words, it is restoration, repossession of things that were lost, and also deliverance from captivity. Captivity of any kind. Oppression is captivity. Sickness is captivity. Two things, repossession. It gives us the ability to take the things, not just to restore, but also to add, to fulfill the promises he has made. Says after two days, it will revive us. On the third day, it will raise us up. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. He's going forth, is as the morning, and he's coming forth to us, is as what?
The latter.
I perceive very strongly restoration. Amen. That's my report today.
Yeah. Amen.
That's my report. Fix your gaze on what God is saying. If God has not said anything to you before today, you have a report now. You have a report, restoration. And God will restore the gospel even in this country.
Amen. Amen.
The gospel of the kingdom, once more, it will be preached in Canada.
Amen. I will say amen.
Amen.
Restoration. That's the report.
Amen.
The Lord wants to be believed. He wants to be believed. And he's asking, whose report? Or who has believed our report? I remember the case of King Ezekiel. See, King Ezekiah. I was meditating, and the Lord placed that in my heart. I don't know who has heard about the sundials of Ahaz.
Hallelujah.
The sundial of Ahaz. We can look that up later. God did not just stop time, he reversed it.
That's it. Right. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We heard of the case of God stopping time in Joshua.
That's it.
But this one, he did not just stop it. He what? He took it back.
Yeah.
Restoration.
Glory.
And you know, the case of Ezekiel or Ezekiah, King Ezekiah, is quite interesting. He was at his deathbed. He was sick. But he looked to God. He cried out to God. He was in a hopeless condition. And the Lord came to him by the word of a prophet. He was not just healed, but life, length of days were added to him. Auntie Sonny, the Lord will not just heal you.
Amen.
You will live to declare the works of the Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
You will live to see the works of the Lord.
See the Lord of hosts.
Full of days.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Where there has been loss of relationships, vital relationships, strongholds of our lives have given way. The Lord is saying He will restore.
Amen.
He's restoring. He's restoring.
Amen.
He's restoring. I cannot say it any better.
Jesus.
He's restoring.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
His word cannot change.
Hey.
If you don't get it, this is the word. Father. He's restoring. He's restoring.
Amen.
He's restoring. He's restoring. He's restoring. Yes. We'll pray. We'll pray, but
glory. Thank you, Father.
I have songs just welling up inside of me. I have to be disciplined. But it's a sign. It's a sign of emancipation.
Let us sing. Let us sing a bit.
Let's turn our Bibles to, we're rounding up, we're 2 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians 4. We need to have a kind of attitude in this campus concerning the reports and the promises of God. Concerning the promises of God. 2 Corinthians 4. Second Corinthians 4 verse 18. Let's read it together. One, two, go. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are what?
Are eternal.
While we look not, there are options in front of us. There are things that project themselves high above the knowledge of God. But David said, I have set the Lord always before me. Let him be your stronghold in this time, because there is an horizon at the end of this thing. There is something at the end, and it's coming as a deluge, restoration. It's coming, it's coming. While we look not to the things which are seen, because the things that are seen are what? They are temporal. They are temporal. They have an identity in the spirit called temporal. In other words, they are subject to change.
Hallelujah.
He says we should look to the things that are invisible. The things that are unseen. And how do you do that? You fix your gaze on what God has said. He says, Abraham considered not. The reports speak according to what God has said. He said that if they speak not according to the law, it is because there is no light in them. I think Isaiah 8 verse 20. If they speak not according to the testimony and to the law, it is because there is no light. But you have light in you. Say, I have light in me.
I have light in me.
Shout it one more time.
I have light in me.
I have light in me. So I will speak according to what God is saying. If God says I am restored, what will I say?
I am restored.
If God says I am restored, what will I say?
I am restored.
If He says I am healed, what will I say?
I am healed.
I will be healed.
I am healed.
If He says He will give unto me Canada, what will I say? Canada is mine. Look away from the things that can be seen. The reports of men. The doctor's report is subject to change.
That's so true.
Yeah, right.
Mommy said it last week that some of the things they even do is trial by error.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that they prescribed glasses for me some 2 years ago? They gave me glasses. Up to them, yet to see any issues with my eye. But the report, it's subject to change. The report of the Lord stands sure. This is the way the Lord has led me today. I wish I could do explaining here and there, but the Lord is bringing a report. He's bringing a report. He's bringing a report. The things you can see are temporal. Anything he says, he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
He will bring it to pass.
Amen.
Concerning our families,
amen.
Concerning our health,
amen.
Concerning the nation, your welfare all around. Because the situation may give a contrary report, but the Lord is saying today that I will restore.
Amen.
I would have gone to the book of Numbers, but I'm restrained, not just because of time. Let's go back to the first scripture we read. We'll read that and we'll go into prayers. Isaiah 53. Actually, I said our attitude, just take down some things. Three action points very quickly. Three action points. These are not things we've not heard before. These are timely things, just to reinforce things that have been coming. Your confession, the proof of belief, the proof of conviction, the first proof is confession. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Your confession, make sure it aligns with what God has said and keep on saying it. Remember, supposing I repeated what that guy said, that this Canadian visa, you won't get it. Suppose I said it, I would have been in. Confession. Make sure you are speaking the right things. Make sure your words align with what God is saying. Let it align. Number two is your prayer. Pray from God's own perspective. Don't pray from your situation. The first one was confession. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. It says, we believe. According to us, as it is written, we believe, therefore we have spoken. We also, having the same spirit of faith, believe, therefore we speak. The resultant effect of belief is what? Is speaking. Number two is prayer. The scripture for that is 1 Kings 18, verse 41. And Lola said this in passing, the way you respond to the sound or the abundance of the sound of rain is prayer. Don't go eating and drinking after this. take the word of God that has come and go to God in prayers. Say, Lord, you said. Lord, you said. Lord, you said. Lord, you said. And number three, which we have already stated earlier, is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Let's hold on to the Lord in thanksgiving. I won't go to Numbers 13. We know the story is there. We can take it on. But let's go back to Isaiah 53 quickly. We're rounding up now. Isaiah 53. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53. We're going to read it from verse 1. We're going to read it from verse 1 to 6. Let's read it 1 to go. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief. We hid as our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Born our grief, and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Pause. I want you to read this last chapter with so much conviction. We are going into the place of prayer. Remember, the report is about a man. How that everything he has done concerning men in redemption is concluded. Everything God has done is concluded in this man. The report is about Jesus. Verse 5, let's read it together. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid on him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Lord said that two operations that will find stronger expressions amongst his people is that of restoration and healing.
Amen.
It will begin to find even stronger expression. Healing is a form of restoration. Anything that has decayed or come to a point of uselessness, or whatever you may call it, whatever infliction or affliction the enemy has put on the body, the Lord is saying that there will be a move, there will be even a stronger operation of the hand of healing amongst us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Healing even goes deep down into the mind. There are people who are scarred mentally. They are emotionally scarred. And the Lord is saying, there is healing. And his report, it's the report of the Lord. And also, let's be expectant in the coming times, especially with meetings coming up. We should build up a healthy expectation. And as you believe, you will see the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
As you believe, you will see the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
Shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to go into prayers. But before we do that, we're going to sing a song. Mm-hmm. the prison doors. Just help me.
Open. And the captives are going free. A glorious resurrection.
Hallelujah.
A mighty victory. The sons of God appearing in the year of
Jubilee.
It is the year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah.
It is the year of Jubilee. The prison doors are open and the captives are going free.
It is a statement Mary made to the angel.
Hallelujah.
Be it unto me according to your word.
According to your word, according to your promises.
Let's begin to talk to the Lord. Pray in the spirit, pray in understanding. Let it be it unto me. I believe your report.
The express performance of your word unto me, O Lord. I believe your report, Jesus. I believe your report. Unto me according to your word, according to your promises. Oh my Father,
let it be unto me according to your report. In every area,
in every area of my life,
concerning my family.
According to your promises, be it unto me and to my household. Be it unto my brethren, unto the household of God in Winnipeg. Oh Lord, God Almighty,
let it be unto me according to what you have said.
Your word, unto me, my Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
I come against every form of unbelief in my life. That light will shine forth.
In the mighty name of Jesus, that the light of your truth will shine forth. My life will be the expression of the truth of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
If you are sick, begin to speak to your body. We curse every form of infirmity. Infirmity of the mind. Infirmity of the body. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Physical restoration. Brethren, be sensitive. The Lord is giving instructions concerning certain areas of life. Instructions. Be sensitive. The Lord is speaking. In Jesus' name. I'm going to say the words around, but there's someone here who has been experiencing chronic fatigue. Chronic fatigue. You go about your normal work, but it's just an unusual level of fatigue. While praying this morning, the Lord said that, and if you are any such of one here, I'm just going to pray. You can place your hand on your body wherever. The same God that heals headache, heals toothache, heals fever, it heals cancer. But I'm going to start with that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You spirit that drains.
Amen.
You spirit that drains the physical strength. In the name of Jesus, we command you to leave now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
We break your hold in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Chronic fatigue, go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Leave in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whoever you are, receive strength.
Amen.
Receive a rejuvenation in your members
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I pray against any form of infirmity,
yes.
Any other form, you spirit of infirmity, you have a name.
Yes.
We cut you off now.
Amen.
Fibroid, go, go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
We bind you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Migraine. You afflicting spirits, I call you forth by name and I command you to leave now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We receive soundness for every individual here.
Amen.
Let your hand breathe and brood upon this house in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let there be reparation from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father.
We address that spirit called depression.
Yes.
You are a foul spirit of the mind. You are a stubborn spirit. You come and you go. We call you forth by name and we say, live in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
Amen.
By reason of exposure to the corporate anointing, we address you by name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let there be sounds of rejoicing in your heavens. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Just give him thanks. Just give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship him.
Amen. As we were just praying, this song dropped in my heart, and I know few of us will know it, but I'll just sing it. The time of restoration is upon us. God is moving as He promised in His Word. There is now a refreshing from His presence, as true praise and true worship is restored. Sons of God are now standing in their armor, taking back everything that the devil stole. We are witnessing this hour of restoration power in our spirits, in our bodies, in our souls.
Again.
The time of restoration is upon us. God is moving as He promised in His Word. There is now a refreshing from His presence, as true praise and true worship is restored. Sons of God are now standing in their armor, taking back everything that the devil stole. We are witnessing this hour of restoration power in our spirits, in our bodies, in our souls. Restoration, restoration, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. In this hour, in this place, in our spirits, in our bodies, in our souls. Restoration, 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 a royal priesthood, a holy nation. In this hour, in this place, in our spirits, in our bodies, in our souls. Restoration, 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 a royal priesthood, a holy nation. In this hour, in this place, in our spirits, in our bodies, in our souls. The time of restoration, the time of restoration is upon us. God is moving as He promised in His Word.
Hallelujah. There is now from His presence, as you worship His restored. Sons of God, sons of God, and now standing in your armor, taking back everything that the devil stole. We are witnessing this hour of restoration power in our spirits, in our bodies,
in our souls.
Oh yes, take it again. Come on. The time of restoration is upon us. God is moving as He promised in His Word. There is now a refreshing from His presence. Oh, as true praise and true worship is restored. Oh, sons of God are now standing in your armor.
Hallelujah.
Taking back everything that the devil stole.
Hallelujah.
We are witnessing this hour. A restoration power in our spirits, in our bodies, in our souls.
Hallelujah!
Restoration!
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 A royal priesthood, a holy nation.
In this hour, in this place.
Hallelujah! In our spirits, in our bodies, in our souls. Restoration! Let's take this one more song. Put it down, put it, step it up. Take it down, you're going to step it back up. Glory. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Glory to God. Oh, Shabbat. Give us a bit. Give us a bit for that.
Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return.
Okay, let's go. And come, we're singing. unto Zion, an everlasting joy shall be upon our heads.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, therefore the leaping of the Lord shall respond. And come with singing, oh, unto Zion. Shall return.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The return of the Lord shall return. And come with singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy. No more sorrow. No more pain. No more alienation from the divine spirit. Hallelujah. For there shall be a returning of the Lord's people.
Amen.
Wherever anyone has gone, you shall return. As you hear the voice of the great shepherd of the sheep, calling out your name, by his word shall you return. There shall be a returning, and every shame condition shall overflow with double joy. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Yes.
Praise the Lord. I just want to share a scripture the Lord laid in my heart while Ricky was speaking. And it's Joel 2 verse 25. It says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. Verse 26. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, that had dealt wondrously with you.
Amen.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
Yeah.
Verse 27, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
No. Praise the name of the Lord. So many witnesses.
Yeah.
The other witness, brethren, is that we are victorious.
Amen.
You know, before the meeting started, the Lord dropped a scripture in the heart of a sister, Sister Felista. And she quickly turned and shared it with me. And it was from Revelation chapter 5. And where it said, the lion of the tribe of Judah has
been
killed. And it came very randomly. It came very randomly. Turn down that music, please. Hallelujah. It came very randomly. You know, she just said it. And immediately, and before the minister began to share, the first song he just raised was, Ah, Victorious is the Lamb. There was, you know, and that to me was a witness that the Lord has given us victory.
Amen.
Whatever relative circumstance we might be related to our lives, but God has given victory. And we cannot overemphasize. I wish there was time to actually emphasize more on what has been said. Hallelujah. But we can't overemphasize. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can see that. What's happening here?
It's rain.
The abundance of rain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. We can please take, as we go on, as we take our seats, let us give a clap offering to the living God. 109. We have to be out of here by 1:30. Before 1:30. Praise God.